Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Stuff we could get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. And you had mentioned it before, but Gerard Mayo's wife, Mrs. Mayo 51 on Instagram. She had a couple of Instagram stories.
Yeah, I'm kicking myself for not getting to this earlier in the show. Yeah. Wiggy was talking about this right after the crossover. Wiggy was telling me about this, yeah. And I forgot. So shame on me.
That's all good. So we had a lot going on today. We had a jam-packed day, and we're getting to it right now. So she did one of those ones where it's just like words. Right, it's not just the written word. There's no
images.
Picture of her. It's not her talking or anything like that.
No, it's just a screen with words. Yeah.
So I got two. Black screen, white words. The words say, "It never even crossed our minds to tell the truth, but I couldn't even fathom all the lies we've read that are being told to save face. What happened to the class?" 5 question marks. Follow-up. "We've been taking the high road," and, well, that's out. "But we've been taking the high road and letting everyone do their thing since Sunday. But playing with someone's name won't be tolerated.
We took the high road for 5 days.
I bet the fake stories will stop before the real ones start. ... eyeball emojis."
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
So basically what happened is there was an unnecessary smear campaign going on against Gerard Mayo, being like, he was a bad coach, when we're all like, yeah, he was a bad coach. And finally, we were wondering, like, is he going to say anything? Is a source going to come out and maybe rip Elliot Wolf to sort of, like, bring balance to it? No, it's his wife. Straight up his wife. Being like, you guys are lying, first of all. And we got some stuff. Like, what do you have?
Yeah.
What's
your name again? Miss Mayo? What do you got there?
Mrs. Mayo 51, if you want to check her out on Instagram.
Yeah, what do you got? What kind of dirt you got?
What do you got? Welcome to the show. Should we bring her on the show? Invite her to the show.
Open,
you want to reach out?
Open forum from Mrs. Mayo 51. Mayo. Welcome anytime.
Yeah.
To clear it up and give us the true story on what went down. Look, I'm not surprised they're pissed about the smear campaign. You've highlighted this a lot, Keith. Like, it's an unnecessary smear campaign. We all think Mayo stinks.
Unnecessary.
Hopefully she's not listening.
They're
she
just
hears that.
But, you know,
because we just gave her an offer to come on the show and everything. Yeah. But, like, we all know Mayo stinks. So it's an unnecessary smear campaign, but I get them being upset about it. I do like the idea that we took the high road for 5 whole days, and now I'm done with that.
Everybody, they're all lying about him.
5 days.
5 days. Like, yeah, you guys did it. Since Sunday, when he got fired immediately after the win.
Right.
So, anyway, maybe there'll be more to that story. I don't know. Maybe she will do a radio interview. In all seriousness, why not?
Look, Mayo should at least lash out at Wolf. I get not lashing out at Kraft.
Yes.
Like, tough and be like, oh, you got to tell the truth and, like, set everybody straight and, like, screw them.
Yeah.
But, like, Wolf, he definitely should lash out at Wolf.
Hello, Grabbag. My old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
All pro teams are out, Jones. We did hit on it briefly. Christian Gonzalez, friend of the show, second team all pro. Congratulations to him. Brandon Schooler, first team.
Nice.
All pro. Your quarterback was Lamar Jackson on the first team. Josh Allen on the second. Saquon Barkley, first team. Derrick Henry, second. Wide receivers, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. Second team, all in the NFC East. Terry McLaurin, CeeDee Lamb, and A.J. Brown.
Yeah, that's wild. All in the same division.
Yeah. And Brock Bowers, the rookie tight end, first team all-pro, which got his GM fired.
Where was he drafted to? It was like not an easy
13,
call.
13,
exactly. It was like
was
after all the quarterbacks got
that's
taken.
My guess. Yeah.
So Telesco thought he was going to get a quarterback. He thought he'd get Penix or J.J. McCarthy.
Yep.
Maybe somebody would really fall to him. And he winds up, maybe Bo Nix, and he still winds up getting an all-pro tight end. He's there for 1 year. He drafts 4 starters. They still fire him.
Yeah.
But anyway, those all-pro teams, it does sound like Lamar's going to win MVP, which I disagree with, but I know you feel
well
good about
deserved,
that.
Well deserved, well earned, Lamar. Good luck in the playoffs.
So, by the way, was that a new grab bag drop, that Hello Darkness? Or is that a.
No,
that
we've got, we got a pile of these. That one that we wanted to break,
the SpongeBob one was new.
That was brand new.
That was. That rocked the house. That thing, that was great.
Yep. That was in the inbox this morning, Keith at WEEI.com.
Good work.
So you go on and stamp your form, Sonny, and stop wasting my time. Because to tell you the truth, I don't give a
grab bag.
College football semifinal last night, Jones, came down to the very end. Notre Dame with a field goal in the closing seconds to defeat Penn State and move on to the title game. How much did you take out of this game?
So I was watching some of the Bruins. Kat and I were catching up on some television as well. So I was flipping around. I tuned in, and I bet Notre Dame, and I was not super locked in on the beginning of the game. It was very low scoring at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So I caught it while Notre Dame was on that drive at the end of the third into the fourth quarter where they took the lead, and then I watched the whole fourth quarter, and I was bracing for overtime. I thought there was no chance.
Oh, my God. It's
no
so
chance that kid was making that kick.
The big-time jinx, too. What was it? Sean McDonough and McElroy doing the game, and they're like, Drew Aller, like four picks or like nine career picks or something. Like, you can be aggressive. Put it in his hands.
McElroy said straight up, he's like,
all right,
you can go. You can be aggressive. You can trust Drew
Aller. Like, immediately throws a pick, and then they just run it with Riley Leonard a few times, which I know nobody wears knee pads anymore, not to be the old man on the mountain here. Nobody wears knee pads. His pants come down to, like, a high short. Like, his pant, like, not only do you see both of his knees, but it's, like, 3 inches higher than that.
Yeah.
Maybe 7 inches higher than
it's
that.
True. Could be. Well, let's not get crazy. That'd be crazy.
But Notre Dame,
7 inches.
Notre Dame moves on. Penn State eliminated. All other Penn State note, Abdul Darth Vader Carter. Who's a stud for them on defense, he announced he is going pro. No surprise.
Look, I've said I'm not the biggest Abdul Carter fan, meaning at like four, there are other prospects I like better. He was an absolute...
Change your mind last night?
Monster.
Dissect.
Monster last night.
Yep.
I'll say we were right about Drew Aller. Neither of us like him.
No.
There's a lot of people that feel like if he were in the draft, he could be the first quarterback. I think he stinks.
No.
Let me just tell you on James Franklin last night.
All right.
I think Franklin screwed up the timeouts. He was calling timeouts to save himself like 8 seconds at the end of the game. I would have let them bleed that clock all the way down, and I would have iced that kicker.
Yeah.
These are 22-year-old kids or whatever.
Do you see the stats, too?
They all miss.
He was like 6 of 12 in the regular season,
right? Thank you. And they showed the graphic. All four go-ahead kicks in the fourth quarter of the college football playoff, they had all missed.
College kickers are rough.
None of these kids can make kicks.
I agree.
Call a timeout and make him think about it. He blew all his timeouts to save him 8 seconds? Stupid. Mm-hmm. Stupid.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying.
Grab bag.
Ohio State, Texas tonight in the other semifinal, and apparently all of the money is on Ohio State.
Okay,
so,
well, that scares me a little bit.
Which is also where I would put it, squarely.
Is it still six? What's it at?
Oh, good question. Let's see.
I was thinking of moving it like a half point to like 5.5. But
six.
But all the money.
6.5. I'm still taking them. They're going to blow
I know,
doors
but,
tonight.
But look, Vegas isn't in the business of losing money, Keith. All the money's on them?
Yeah. Everybody, like, they're like, this could put Vegas out of business.
Yeah, I mean, look,
there would be no more betting after this.
Okay, hang on.
I'm taking Texas in a route. Ohio State in a route.
The line opened at 4.5. It's up to 6.5, and still only, you're right, only 13% of the money's on Texas at 6.5.
And it's basically a home game for Texas.
True, but Ohio State will travel well. For
no, I'm
this.
Saying it's six, and it's basically.
Oh, and it's a home. Yeah, yeah, no,
well, and you've gotten 2 free points since the line opened.
Yeah,
2% of the money at 4.5 came in on Texas. I mean, the smart bet's probably Texas, but I'm probably going to bet Ohio State. Yeah.
Grab bag.
Georgia quarterback Carson Beck not going
Stinks?
Pro.
Yeah,
going to the transfer portal.
Yeah.
And all reports are he's going to go to the U. That's where his girlfriend.
That came together fast.
Oh, I didn't know that.
How it happened.
It hasn't officially happened yet, but the U is going to throw a lot of money at Carson Beck, apparently, who I also don't think is very good.
Not Bill,
Oh,
huh?
No, I saw that he like officially committed.
Oh, he already did? Okay, yeah. Sorry. So he committed.
So from 24 hours ago, he's entering the portal to, I'm going to Miami.
Well, his girlfriend, they're one of the Cavender twins.
Nice.
But this is although she's in like year 8, so I don't know how many more years of eligibility the Cavender twins have.
Whatever. Yeah. Different sports, I think, are a little different. But okay, so he's going to the U. That sounds kind of like Vrabel and the Patriots, like a done deal long before it started. I'm not a big fan. But so interesting. A big There's a big quarterback in the transfer portal, and Bill could use a quarterback, and
worried about his defense right now.
Huh.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
Jets, Jaguars, and Browns are all going to be hosting games in London next year. The Patriots obviously have a home-and-home with the Jets, so there is a chance the Pats could be in a London game. They play the Browns here, and they don't play the Jaguars. So,
it would have to be the Jets game, that's it?
If they play in London, it would be the Jets game. So maybe.
I don't need it. They've had international games the last 2 years. Don't bring that in.
I don't want that anymore. Yeah.
Ready, Harry?
Grab.
Yeah.
Bag.
Yeah.
Grab.
Yeah.
Bag.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts has cleared the concussion protocol. We kind of knew it was leaning that way, but Hurts will play for the Eagles Sunday against the Packers.
You got Packers or Eagles?
Eagles,
same.
Yeah, Eagles.
But it's a little scary with Hurts. He has been out for a while.
Suppose Nancy sees me coming out of the shower and decides to come on to me. I'm looking good. Got a luscious V of hair going from my chest pubes down to my
grab bag.
yeah. How about this? Deshaun Watson tore his Achilles again and underwent surgery today for his torn Achilles. It's already the worst trade in the history of sports. It's the worst contract in the history of sports. And it's only, like, adding to it.
He's among the worst guys.
He's one of the worst dudes going. Like, it stinks.
Yeah. I mean,
it's real bad.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but they're in a mess, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why are there so many songs about
rapping?
All right, we have the best NBA performer from last night, and there are a few to get to. Darius Garland, my guy.
I was hoping you didn't see this.
40 points and 9 assists for Cleveland.
Without Mitchell.
Yeah, no Mitchell. Cade Cunningham, 32-6-8 from a number one overall pick in the draft. Alperen Sengun, 32-14 for Houston.
Yeah.
Jared Allen and Evan Mobley, both back in this mix. Those guys are killing the Twin Towers. 18-15 for Allen, 21-11-6 for Mobley.
Nice.
Serious.
Garland? No.
Cleveland was all over last night. They beat the Raptors.
I'll give it to Garland. It's your guy. I've said I like Pritchard over Garland before. He won without Mitchell. So I'll give it to Garland. Sure.
Congratulations.
Fine. I didn't want to do that, but I'll do that.
All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, the last 2 days have been polar opposites. The first day, two days ago, nobody got it. Nobody at all got it. Yesterday, your first guest got it.
Yeah, but I needed to think about it.
It took a minute. It took a while. It wasn't right away, but it was the first guest that I heard. All right, so this is going to be, we're once again going with an outfielder, a lefty stick.
Okay.
Lefty arm, if that helps.
That honestly, the arm just screws me up. Lefty stick, outfielder, guy.
Lefty stick, he'll also throw it lefty.
Don't stop.
From the outfield.
Yep.
One-time All-Star.
Okay.
So he got some recognition. 1 year he finished 12th in the MVP, and another year 14th in the MVP, and those weren't even his All-Star year.
Okay.
So spreads it around a little bit. Played for 4 teams in his career, mostly with Texas and Cleveland, and then also Seattle and Cincinnati. But I'd focus more on Texas and Cleveland. Outfielder.
Outfielder, lefty stick. What year was he an All-Star and for whom?
He was an All-Star for Texas in 2018. He's one of the more new players. He's retired, but this is one of the more recent players that we've done in Random Baseball Player. He made his major league debut in the 2005 season, and then his last game was in 2020. The COVID year. He said, you know what? Enough.
No
fans in the stands?
I was thinking like Adolis Garcia. That's definitely not
right. It's not Adolis Garcia.
He's still playing, and I don't think he played for all those teams.
Texas, Cleveland, and who?
Texas, Cleveland, Seattle, and Cincinnati. How about this? 1, 2, 3 2020 seasons. 3 2020 seasons. Multiple 20 dong seasons. Capped out at 24. So he was consistent. Roll out of bed, sock at 20 homers. A career 275 hitter, had some swipes, 824 career OPS.
Man,
a good player.
It sounds like a good player.
He's a nice player.
I got nothing. Okay. Billy, you got anything?
You got nothing.
I don't think the text line has it. I think Twitch does.
I think Twitch does too. Shin-Soo Choo.
He got it.
That guy'd take a walk like you read about.
Oh, he'd walk. He'd walk you a bag.
Yeah.
Shin-Soo. I'm shocked. Matt, his highest donks was 24.
Yeah. Consistency though with Choo. If you had him in fantasy baseball,
30s.
Oh, you got
no.
He's across the board contributor. Runs. Your batting average. Your swipes.
A lot of categories.
Your donks. What am I missing? Home runs.
OPS.
Yeah.
OBP.
Huh.
Yeah.
All of it.
12th in the MVP one year. Like, forget about it. Led the league in getting hit too.
Oh yeah.
They drill him.
I'd lean right out there.
Yeah. He wasn't shy about it.
No. It's for sure not.
Nice player.
Somebody texted in. AI answer, Shin-Soo Choo. Are we getting? Are the
oh
robots,
no? Are the robots?
The robots are getting our
they
answers.
They love this game.
Is somebody just putting
like
in
we
all
are
the?
Are good at trivia. Like okay,
somebody listening along just feeding into a bot, and they're answering.
Oh, good question. I wonder if you did that. If you went to like Google AI and you just put in the teams in the year, maybe it'd shoot out.
I mean, you probably just do it at Google. You really need to go.
Yeah, who's Keith talking about? Like Shin-Soo Choo.
Yeah, probably just go to Baseball Reference. Uh-huh. Forget the AI. But okay, interesting. AI answers on the text line.
Should we try one? Do you want me to go to Google right now? You want to just throw stats out there and see what happens?
Google?
Yeah, you could probably do that.
But you want to see what the Gemini says.
I want to see what that one says. Yeah, what was your first clue?
MLB. Oh, outfielder.
It's like a press conference.
Mavis Beacon back here.
Yeah, I'll shut my mic off. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Outfielder.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Lefty.
Lefty stick. Lefty arm.
Lefty stick. Texas. Cleveland. And then I think I said, 2005 through 2020? Mm. A text from Joe Braverman.
Oh.
Shin-Soo Choo.
Oh, Joe Braverman.
Hitting enter, and let's see what comes up.
Yeah. Probably just confuse it, right?
No, I got a couple things here. It says Michael Brantley, Travis Hafner, two left-handed hitters.
I was thinking Hafner.
Oh.
Texas. Hafner playing the outfield. I was thinking
was
Hafner.
Was it Pronk?
Yeah, Pronk. Yeah.
Yeah, so Google AI gave us Michael Brantley and Travis Hafner.
Okay.
All right. Well, the bots they're not smart enough yet.
We're all right.
They're still working on it. Hammer that out there.
We're still one step ahead.
Yeah, seriously.
They're chasing us down, though.
So, Coach, on third down, what did you think about?
It's the human advantage. It's the human difference is what we have. For now. Not for long.
There you go. There's a grab bag today.
Okay. Random baseball player of the day. Congrats to the Twitch chat and eventually the AI text line there. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. It's Hart and question mark. And we have the clip du jour next.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Time now for the clip du jour. And, we have even an update after you hear the clip du jour. But, Jones, are you ready?
Yeah, give it to me.
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day.
Hey, what happened there?
I don't mean to butt in, but...
What?
Art, you're not in yet.
I'm a creature of habit. You're not even here yet.
You're not here right now.
I don't know. Keith threw me off a little bit when he said he had an update.
I don't like change. All right, but we had a... It was
start scoop. Over.
Start over.
Yeah, start
over.
Top.
Hey, what we got? Again. Scoops Keefe was at it again today, to speak in the third person for a moment.
Yeah, here we go.
Back here on Jones and Keefe.
Nice.
Time now for the clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
No.
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. Today, it is a scoop, which we do have a little bit of an update to. I'd get curious to get your guys' thoughts on this, but earlier in the program had this as it relates to the Boston Bruins.
But Scoops Keefe.
Yes.
With a tremendous, impeccable track record.
True.
What are you hearing on the Bruins, Keith?
Well, what I'm hearing is this. First of all, what we can all see is that they're a mess on the ice, right? They've lost six in a row. But what I'm hearing is they're also a mess off the ice. Apparently, the locker room is a disaster, and David Pastrnak is at the center of that. David Pastrnak has told the team he doesn't want to be on a line with Brad Marchand, and it may stem from Brad Marchand calling out Pastrnak for some of his play throughout the year. So Pastrnak may be your best player, 60-goal scorer, all that stuff. Also, the main reason why it is a disaster inside the locker room. All right. Now, we have an update to this.
Yes.
They're practicing today. Are they on the same line? Of course not. But Brad Marchand was asked about his relationship with David Pastrnak. Quote, we're best friends. And any insinuations? What is it?
Insinuations
otherwise, quote, not based in fact.
Ooh.
So people would look at that as though I'm wrong. I've never been wrong.
Mm.
So I stand by this. It does Marchand no good to tell the media, we're butting heads right now.
Mm-hmm. You think he doth protest too much?
We're maybe. Best friends.
We're best friends? And he's your best friend?
Maybe I got to hear it. He's like, yo, we're best friends.
Yeah. No, he probably didn't. He's trying to like poo-poo this or whatever.
I don't know, for sure.
But like, I still stand by it for anybody asking. I more than stand by it. I think there's still a big problem there.
Hang on.
Ask Pasta how he feels.
What? We have a Pasta.
Okay, good.
This was 3 minutes ago.
Rich Keefe, I hate him.
David Pastrnak per Jim McBride. I've never in my life said I don't want to play on a line with this guy to the coaching staff or management, and I never would. I love playing with Marshy. I've been playing with him for so long.
Well, not on,
on the same team.
Not on the same line.
Not on the same line.
They weren't on the same power play last night.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And some might believe them, but I choose not to.
In your face, Keith. Yep. How do you feel about your scoop now, Keith?
Maybe this will bring the two closer together. Who knows? Maybe this will work in a weird way.
In a harmonious way.
No, but I stand by it.
Okay. So that was Scoops Keefe earlier today. It is Hart and Fitzy on WEIF.
Indeed.
All right.
Arkand is beginning a 2-day birthday bender, so Fitzy will be
what
filling in.
16?
Yeah. Well, Nick, you understand. You couldn't possibly work on your birthday, right, Nick?
No, sick. Birthday can't work.
Yeah, it's Nick's birthday today, by the way.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, yeah, it's Monday. It's Friday. Yeah. I think he can suck it up for 4 hours.
He's in.
Yeah. Not really. And work is in quotes for this job.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do the same thing here as he is when he's not here.
Right. Shoot with a beer in
with
his hand.
A beer in his hand. Shoot the poo about sports with some guys.
Mm-hmm. So what do you guys have coming up today?
Well, we will do a lot of obviously sort of Mayo talk with Chantel. Is that his wife's name?
Yeah,
taking to social media.
Oh,
I actually have been waiting for this. I thought maybe we'd get an NBC Sports Boston piece similar to what we've been getting from the Patriots perspective.
Yeah, yeah,
we
yeah.
didn't. We got it directly from the wife on social media. I look forward to kind of chatting about that with Fitzy. We got Mike Giardi, who will talk to us about that, as well as he covered the Titans under Vrabel in his time at NFL Network.
Oh,
that was one of his
nice.
Teams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I want to get into sort of Vrabel in Tennessee. Was he really good? Did he flame out? Did they like him? Did they not like him? What went wrong? Also, who are his guys that maybe he'd bring here? You know how the Parcellian, Belichickian, you got to bring the guys.
Yeah.
So who could he bring from Tennessee to set the culture?
Oh, boy.
And then, I don't know, did you guys read the Athletic piece from Ken Rosenthal?
No.
A very strange column shredding the Boston Red Sox in a way that maybe Dan Shaughnessy would.
Ooh.
But I wasn't familiar with Rosenthal.
No.
I mean, he takes pot shots at ownership, at the business plan, at Sam Kennedy. Mm. I mean, legit good line pot shots. So we'll be getting into that a little bit. And then we'll F around and find out because it's F around and find out Friday with Stiz.
Nice.
Also, update for you.
How'd the quiz go?
Tremendous. Yeah, best ever.
Yeah.
Who's been to the most Super Bowl or who has the most Super Bowls?
That'd be the Patriots.
Well, it's actually two teams.
Steelers?
Those are the two teams.
Yeah.
In Stiz's quiz, it's the 49ers.
Oh, okay.
So apparently when he Googled it in 1987, it was the 49ers.
I hadn't updated yet.
But that is tricky. Sometimes you do need to find out when those trivia were posted.
It's the best kind
he's
of
like,
quiz show.
He was going through his Trivial Pursuit board game in the closet, his mom and dad's closet.
The USSR. Yeah, yeah.
But like you never really know the answer with Stiz, and you
it's
leave
true.
The show.
Part of the charm.
Not really knowing the answer still.
It's like his the Patriots' worst win was the Giants Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't really paying attention. Mm-hmm. I also do enjoy that Arkand gets very mad when I continue to beat him.
Oh, he is quite competitive.
5-3-1 in the standings, if you're wondering.
Is that right? I was wondering.
Smoking him.
By the way, the Patriots Ben Johnson graphic is out. You were waiting for the Johnson pick.
The Johnson pick has been released.
He did not have to share it with anybody. He is in there.
Were they blown away?
They were.
Oh, okay.
No, it just says we have completed a virtual interview with Ben Johnson for our head coach position. And then a picture of him.
Nice.
It was pretty long.
Oh. Hey, now.
Is that right? A reminder.
It's quite an ending here.
Mm-hmm. It is. A good segue
for all
here.
Of us.
A reminder, WEI's coverage of the football postseason brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. That'll do it for us. Stay tuned. You got WEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. Everybody have a great Wild Card weekend. We're back on Monday at 10 on WEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.